Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC CHC Service Coordination on a recorded line. This is Jen. Am I speaking with a member?
No, provider.
Provider, okay. And what is your name?
Shindel.
Can you spell that?
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Shindel, can you tell me what company you're with?
Sure, Family First Home Health Care.
Okay, and do you have an NPI or tax ID for...
Yeah, I have both. The tax ID 822-843-555.
Thank you very much. And what's the member's date of birth?
The date of birth...
Excuse me.
11/28/83.
And their name.
Okay, a name. Jose Bonilla Santiago.
Okay, and are you a current provider for Jose?
No, so they're transferring over to our company.
Okay. All right, so what's going to end up happening since we can't really, are you able to get the member on the line to?
So they're Spanish speaking. I wouldn't be able to communicate, but need the service coordinator name and number.
So this is the number, and their name is Kimberly, but without speaking to the member,
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I do not, but I can definitely get a translator on the line, or Kimberly herself could call the member. So that's what I was going to say. So what we could do is I'll put a message in to Kimberly, let her know that, you know, the member's trying to switch to your agency, and then she would call and confirm with the member before we could do the authorization. So that's where I was going with it, but my brain isn't working. I didn't get it out.
Okay, so there is no direct number to Kimberly?
No.
No, okay, so you'll send the message to Kimberly to reach out. Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I will do that. I'm going to put the message in for Kimberly to call either you or the member within the next 48 business hours, and once that is taken care of, then the authorization will be then handled.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, and it looks like we haven't been able to reach the member as of late, so hopefully.
Oh, really? They called on Friday.
Yeah, because we tried to call them yesterday morning and did not have a... answer.
And actually, yeah, one of our we did speak with we were able to reach yesterday the patient.
Yeah, that's odd, but that's okay. So I'll put a message in for Kim to reach out to the member again to clarify, and then we can go ahead and move forward with it. That's the only thing we would have to wait for.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
And what's
thank
the best
you.
Number for you?
Okay, yeah. My number is 267.
Mhm.
551.
Mhm.
7427.
7427. Okay, perfect. yeah, so I'll get that sent over, and then we'll talk with the member, and then we'll get that processed for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Shindel, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling
in. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.